on page 791, that's 791 in the Pew Bibles. The Isle of Man is an island that is part of the United Kingdom, and it has the last remaining road race in the world. And the roads on the Isle of Man are much like the roads in Kentucky. They're narrow, they're curvy, and they're surrounded by rock walls. And so imagine, if you would, for a minute, riding down those roads at speeds well in excess of 100 miles an hour, well in excess of 140 miles an hour, on something that is jumping and hopping and skipping with every undulation of the road. Michael Dunlop described it this way. He said in his thick Scottish brogue, "There's a green blur and a gray blur, and I try and stay on the gray blur." Because he understands all too well, as anybody who has ridden that course knows, that to lose focus for a moment will not end well. You are not going to finish the course if you lose focus. You will end up somewhere, whole or in pieces, but you will not finish the course. And that really is the message that Haggai was trying to get across to a people who had returned from captivity. That is, they were leaving their past behind, leaving their slavery behind, and they were moving back toward the Lord, but they had lost their focus. And he says to them, in Haggai chapter 1 and verse 2, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, this people says, the time has not come, even the time for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies desolate? Now therefore, thus says the Lord, consider your ways." And he says to them, look, You've forgotten about the house of the Lord and you're building your own house. You've forgotten about the spiritual and you're emphasizing the physical. You've lost focus. And sometimes we think that life moves rather slowly. But it's not that way. It's a race. And I remember seeing a video of the Isle of Man, and I'll just say at the beginning of this story, no actual motorcycles were harmed in these events. But there was a rider, and he was winning the race. He had a average lap speed of 137 miles an hour. And he was really doing good. And then he clipped a wall. And there was this huge explosion. And a wheel rolled out, soaked in gasoline and burning, and the bike slid out, and then he slid out. And two things really impressed me about that. Number one is getting off course is fatal. Losing focus is fatal, and it can be fatal like that. And I cannot tell you how many times I've been talking to a brother in Christ and they will say, "Did you hear about so-and-so?" They're gone now. They lost focus. They've left the faith. And it can happen like that. If we lose our focus on the Lord, it can happen like that. But the thing that really impressed me about this is, although this man had gotten wide of the course, he slid out of that explosion, and a medic ran up to him. And he looked up at the medic, and he said, "Don't cut my leathers. Don't cut my leathers." He wasn't done racing. I realize I'm speaking to the uninitiated largely here, but there was a man who was focused on the race. And the fact that his motorcycle had exploded and was spread over 4 acres did not deter him one bit. Brethren, we got to finish the race, and we've got to consider our ways, and we can't get distracted with the world. We've got to focus on finishing the course. A well-known Mississippi philosopher, Jerry Clower, once asked the question, "Where will you be when you get where you're going?" And that is a wonderfully profound question. Some of you are smiling. I realize you're sophisticated enough to know who he is. Where will you be when you get where you're going? Well, you'll be where you focus. And we need to focus on the Lord. So that's my call to you this morning. Connor kind of cramped my style a little bit. He said this was going to be brief, so I'm trying to live up to his illusions. Where will you be when you get where you're going? What is your focus? Are you focused on the Lord? If you're not a Christian, then clearly you're not following Jesus. You're not focused on the Lord. You'll end up somewhere, but not where you want to be. And so if you're not a Christian this morning, we would call you on you to begin your walk, to follow Jesus. If you believe that he is the Christ, the Son of God, and are ready to turn away from your sins, turn away from the wrong course, confess him as Lord, be baptized and wash away your sins, and live your life in service and devotion to him with focus and determination, then nothing would give us greater joy than to help you do that. If you've lost your focus, let us know. Let us help you. Don't wander around in the dark anymore. If we can help you, come now as we stand and as we sing.